It's the most wonderful part of the show.
That's right. Terry Savage joins us now to talk about your money. How about that, Terry? You got me singing today.
That sounded like you, Steve, but I hear you sing best in the shower.
That's right, I do. I sing best. In fact, that's the only... No, I don't sing anywhere. Nowhere in the world do I sing. Terry Savage.
We have that in common.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. 21 minutes now in front of 6 o'clock. Terry Savage is here to talk money. So this was day two, right, of a recovery after a steep loss earlier this week. Futures look like it's going to be up tomorrow. So December's been much more volatile than typical, has it not?
Well, it has. We've had a volatile year. There's a lot going on. We had the Fed making its announcements in December. We had the whole new Omicron come through. And now I think what the rebound is all about is pretty clearly that nobody thinks we're going to shut down the economy. Although, you know, we're hearing about NHL games, and we're hearing about maybe Times Square on New Year's Eve, but there's not a giant sense that we're going to be shutting down businesses,
right,
air travel
altogether,
and so forth.
But man, this thing is just coming so fast. It's just, we were talking to a professor or a doctor from Northwestern Medicine about an hour ago. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. If you've got a question for Terry or a comment, you can certainly send a text, but calls are nicer. We can have an actual conversation. Boy, there was a cheer in my house when I announced today, well, I didn't announce, I relayed that the Biden administration is pushing back student loans yet again.
Well, that is amazing, and I would not have bet on that, but I know it's a welcome relief to about 40 million households who have been impacted. There's been a freeze. It started with the CARES Act in March of 2020, and then it was extended by President Trump. It was one of the first things President Biden did when he took office in January. He pushed the date back to September 30th. And then just before that happened, he said, no, we'll move it to January 31st. And it's a combination, I think, of the Omicron concern that maybe, you know, people won't go to restaurants and get those jobs back again. And also that the Build Back Better plan has so far failed. And there are a lot of his party that are saying, do something that looks good.
Well, maybe that's it, because we're at full employment, right? Things are going very well. Inflation certainly is out there. But it's not as if people who are holding the loans don't have the ability to get a job to help them pay off. Now, I know they're buried in debt, and that's a whole other issue. But when it comes to just putting them on hold, it seems like that crisis would have been behind us.
Well, the interesting thing is that what they have not talked at all about is loan forgiveness. Now, you know, who knows what the next move will be. A lot of people have said, I'm not going to pay off my student loans now, even though this would be a good time to do it, because any payments you do make go directly toward the principal and not toward interest, so you can make a bigger dent in your loan. Or maybe you just set the money aside, and if they don't extend it again, make a big principal payment if you've been saving the monthly payments so that you can cut down that principal amount. But we haven't heard anything about that campaign kind of discussion about, well, maybe we'll forgive $10,000.
Right.
That's not been part of this discussion.
I think the Biden said early on that's not going to happen, right? That was something that everyone who was holding the papers were hoping for, and some people did talk about.
You know, they actually talked about who would have the authority to do that. But it just has not, it didn't come up as part of Build Back Better. It didn't come back as part of the budget discussion, you know, the passing a budget. So, you know, that you can, Steve, we won't go into that whole fairness thing. If you've already paid off your student loans and worked real hard for many years to do it, would it be fair to just wipe them out? Absolutely not. But will there be something besides just this continued forbearance? We'll have to see. Right now,
yeah,
you have a breather. Don't use the money, if you still have the extra money, don't use it to go out and go shopping for holidays right now. Set the money aside, put it in a money market account, pretend you're paying yourself, and then see what happens in spring.
Yeah, I like that idea, and I hadn't thought of that before, but you can really be doing yourself a favor by making the payments now. Richard has called from Round Lake. I think I know what the answer is going to be here, Richard, but what's your question for Terry?
What do you like better for 5 to 10 years, Apple or Amazon?
Well, I use them both. Do you?
I only have two stocks, Apple and Amazon.
Well, don't get me started on the principles of diversification. I hope you have something else in your investment portfolio.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? I think those are two great companies. Steve knows I never comment on individual stocks.
You went further than I expected you to, Terry.
You know, I've owned Amazon since the day, don't ask me how many years ago, when I said, wait, they sell more than books? So you know how long ago that is. I've held on to it. And I think those are two companies that are just great companies that you can hold on to in your portfolio.
But don't put all your eggs in one Amazon cart.
Very good. Steve, you get the star.
Thanks for the call, Richard. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
312-981-7200 is the telephone number. We're talking to the great Terry Savage, and we'll get back to your phone calls and questions coming up. But right now, Mary's got to look at the weather and traffic.
Malakalikimaka is a thing.
11 minutes in front of 6 o'clock at Chicago's Afternoon News as we head toward the holidays. It is December 22nd. I hope that you are having a safe and healthy holiday season so far. Terry Savage joins us now. If you've got a question for her, 312-981-7200 is the number. That's the number that Sheila called. Sheila, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, I have to take my RMD out, and I don't want to add it to my income. I didn't have to take it out last year, and I did just fine. I'd like to put, I want to put it into a vehicle that will not increase my income, a tax deferred.
Okay.
And since I'm 78, I can't take advantage of the. I can't remember now what it is.
Sheila. You're searching for the Holy Grail.
Wait just one sec. Let's just explain everything. RMD is required minimum disbursement from her 401k, right? Okay.
Right.
Distribution.
Once you're over 72, the government says that from a traditional IRA, a rollover from an old 401k, anything but a Roth, you must start taking required minimum distributions according to a schedule, a percentage based on your age. And guess what? There is no real way to avoid taxes on that unless you make a direct contribution to a charity. So, and you're a little late for that now, but if you're, you can't make it to a charitable gift fund, the kind of funds people set up at Fidelity and Vanguard and make a deduction and then put the money in. But you have to pay income taxes on that, period. And
I don't mind paying the income tax. That's not what's bothering me.
Oh.
What's bothering me is it's going to add to my income, and it puts me in a different tax bracket.
There's no way to avoid that.
Oh.
It's taxed as ordinary income. And by the way, you better do it like tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Or early next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why can't we do a Roth after a certain age?
Do a Roth where there's a required minimum distribution, you have to take your RMD first from the traditional IRA.
In fairness, right, I understand why you want to keep your taxes at a minimum, but this is the deal with the devil, right? When you invest in a 401k early on and it grows tax-free, the taxes come due eventually, and this is when they're due.
Yeah, it grows tax-deferred. And what you're worried about, Sheila, I'm sure, is things like, if I have more income, what does that do to my Part B Medicare premiums? It could push them higher.
Property
like
taxes.
That. Oh, and an impact on property taxes based on your income.
Oh, I see. Sure, right. So you would get a break if you are below.
Exactly.
Well, unfortunately, unless you make a direct charitable contribution, so contact your custodian. If you're willing to give the money away, you don't have to withdraw it and pay taxes on it.
You want me to give you a list of charities, Sheila?
Oh, no, I was going to just say that's my
believe me, I have that, and I have a list that I'm going to still pay this year, so I could probably do it all at once. I'll have to look into that then.
Well,
okay.
Listen, glad you called. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
I wish we had better answers for you. Yeah, right. I just, during the 5 o'clock news, was reading a lovely little newsletter that you put out today.
Oh, well, you and more than 25,000 other people who subscribe to my
I can't speak for all of them. I can just tell you I was doing it.
Thank you. I send out a free when I'm in the mood or something important to say newsletter, which you could sign up for at terrysavage.com. This list just went out. I'll probably do another one at the beginning of the year. But one of the points I made, it was just a holiday greeting, but one of the points I made, and that's really important, is we've gotten so caught up in this political thing that's going on now that we forget that there are people really hurting out there. So it's one thing to have a problem. In fact, I wrote that in this little note. If you're worried about your taxes on your RMD, think about all the families that don't have the minimum required food and shelter. So let's not get caught up in all the horrible politics. Let's go reach out, those of us who are in a position to do so. And it doesn't have to be money. It could be your time. You could be serving meals at your church food pantry over the holidays. Something like that where it'll make you feel better because everybody's upset at all the negativity. Everyone is. Do something positive. Just balance out the universe.
Yeah, I'll listen to you. I love that. And, you know, it's nice to give a gift. It's nice to receive a gift, but it feels good to give as well. So, yeah, this is the time to do that. Hey, I'm not sure I understand this text, but I'm going to read it to you anyway. Terry was talking about Social Security, when you should take it. I have a small fire department pension, and my Social Security will be cut by 70% because of the Dan Rostenkowski bill. Dan's been out of... for a while. Is it still smart to wait to take it at 67 3/4 for me?
Oh, yes. John Williams and I were talking about this today, and I've written about this before. You want to wait at least until your full retirement age to take Social Security. A bunch of reasons. It costs you 7% a year in benefits for every year early you take it. If you wait till, by the way, 70, which is the oldest you can be to take it, you get an additional 8%. And that's the base on which future cost of living increases will be made. But here's something else. You may, I don't know how your fireman's pension works, but I assume you're giving a certain part of it will be inherited by your spouse. Your spouse, if you've been married for 10 years, even if you were divorced, and your spouse would still be entitled to it if you had been married 10 years. If your spouse doesn't have a higher Social Security benefit, in this case, this is a man, I think, she will be able to get your Social Security benefit at death. So you don't want to penalize her for the rest of her life if she outlives you. Wait till full retirement age. Just believe me, I'm going to write a review of this new book by Lawrence Kotlikoff, Money Magic. But he's the author of Maximize My Social Security. And you go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, and I think it's $40. And if you have a complicated situation with a pension and so forth, they'll plug all that in for you, and you can find out when the best time is. But it's always better to wait. Use some other money. Even take a withdrawal from your IRA. The Social Security check you're going to get, they're going to print the money for you, and you're going to get that. You know, you want to get the biggest base check you can.
That's one thing I will always take away from Terry Savage, is she will browbeat me if I take my Social Security early, though I'm still tempted, even though all the facts are against it.
Oh, no.
One more text. Please tell Terry Savage, this is regarding your holiday message, please tell Terry Savage that was the most beautiful thing she's ever said. So how about that?
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm going to post it on my website. It'll be a column that I'm going to run over New Year's, but I'll post it in advance. By the way, Steve.
Yes.
I hear you're taking off for a little vacation time.
I'm still trying to decide, but I think so, yes. Okay. I mean,
well,
I want to make
you...
sure I get back. That's all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you're the world traveler. You know, a lot of people don't know this. Just going to give me 1 minute before we run into the commercial break.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know this about Steve Bertrand, but we're at a distance now doing this over a system here, but... for many years, Steve and I sat in the studio together at the noon hour doing the business show and taking calls. Steve is one of the most generous and friendly and helpful guys there ever was in the radio host chair. So I know that you've been doing this a long time. This is the end of the year because you'll be out for the rest of the year. I just want to wish you and your family, whom I feel like I know, your wife who... harangues you, your kids who finally got through college, didn't they?
Yes.
All of them, a very happy holiday and a really wonderful New Year ahead. And the same to everybody out there in our WGN radio family.
Well, that you just topped yourself. Now, that's the most beautiful thing you've ever said.
Oh.
It's very kind of you, Terry. You know I love you, and I very much appreciate it.
I will see you when you get back.
Happy New Year. It is Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.